The prayer breakfast has been attended by every sitting president since 1953, when Dwight Eisenhower was in the White House, with guests from some 130 nations along with members of Congress and celebrities. Mr. Obama attended his first in 2009, speaking about his personal faith and religious heritage and announcing establishment of a White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. On Thursday, the president began with words to one attendee, astronaut Mark Kelly, the husband of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords is among 13 people wounded in the shootings in Tucson, Arizona, and is recovering from a gunshot wound to the head. The president also briefly discussed the violence in Egypt.
We're also mindful of the violence that we're now seeing in the Middle East, and we pray that the violence in Egypt will end and that the rights and aspirations of the Egyptian people will be realized, and that a better day will dawn over Egypt and throughout the world.
In reflective but often humorous remarks, Mr. Obama said his Christian faith has been a sustaining force, especially as he and his wife Michelle have heard their faith being questioned from time to time. He also referred to the economic hardships millions of Americans face, including those who have lost homes or who are without health care, saying his faith has helped him avoid being overwhelmed as he faced key decisions.
And it is my faith, then, that biblical injunction to serve the least of these that keeps me going and that keeps me from being overwhelmed. It's faith that reminds me that despite being just one very imperfect man, I can still help whoever I can, however I can, wherever I can, for as long as I can, and that somehow God will buttress these efforts.
Well, he said religious institutions play an important role in helping the poor in the U.S. and around the world. The president said the private sector can only do so much. The government, he said, must play a role in a caring and just society. Mr. Obama also returned to the theme of civility and referred to what later in his remarks he called a bitterly polarized national political debate.
Over the past 2 years, the nature of these obligations, the proper role of government, has obviously been the subject of enormous controversy, and the debates have been fierce. This one-size version of compassion and community may be interpreted by the other side as an oppressive and irresponsible expansion of the state or an unacceptable restriction on individual freedom.
At a time when people are listening to voices in the media that tend to reinforce existing biases, Mr. Obama said, it's useful to remember that none of us has all the answers. He said the challenge is to balance uncertainty and humility with the need to fight for deeply held convictions.
And I pray for this wisdom every day. I pray that God will show me and all of us the limits of our understanding and open our ears and our hearts to our brothers and sisters with different points of view, that such reminders of our shared hopes and our shared dreams and our shared limitations as children of God will reveal a way forward that we can travel together.
Organized by the Fellowship Foundation, a conservative Christian group, the prayer breakfast attracts protests from gay rights, atheist, and other groups protesting the involvement of the nation's top political figure in the event. Last year, protesters demonstrated outside the event alleging that the Fellowship Foundation supported a law in Uganda that criminalized homosexuality. President Obama denounced the Ugandan law as odious, and the White House recently issued a statement condemning the killing of Ugandan gay activist David Kato. In remarks to the prayer breakfast, Mark Kelly said his wife Gabrielle Giffords is improving by the day, saying he hopes that the tragic shootings in Tucson help contribute to a greater good, and that Americans will work better together. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.